bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
So glad you're listening to Talk Healthy Today. We always love to talk nutrition and exercise and all kinds of things that are going to make you healthier. And speaking of making you healthier, we all love to snack, right? But how about if we snack smarter but still have delicious snacks? You know, my 13-year-old daughter the other day said that she wants to snack healthier. So we went and got some Kind bars. Yes, we did. I love the dark chocolate and sea salt, and she loves the caramel and sea salt. And now, right now, all you have to do is pay shipping, and you can get a sample box of the Kind's Snack Club. You'll receive monthly snacks, you'll get a discount, and you'll get member-only bonuses. Honestly, their stuff is so good. I'm such a huge fan of nuts, and they've got chocolate. I mean, what more can you want? So if you go to kindsnacks.com/TALK, I want to thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Remember, when you support our sponsors, you're helping to support the podcast. So check them out. Again, kindsnacks.com/TALK. And joining us now, once again, is a wonderful Heidi and Chris Powell. Hey.
Hi.
Yay. We had you on a couple weeks ago, and I honestly could talk to you every week. We had so much fun talking about all of the great stuff you've done in your career so far, and you guys just keep going. And then we talked about family-friendly nutrition. And now we're back. We're going to be talking about, Heidi, some of your favorite home workouts. Chris, some of yours, some great nutrition tips. Heidi, why don't you start? Tell us what you like to do at home, and especially when you're in a hurry.
Yeah, so as a mother of four that is always on the go and always busy and almost always has a kid in tow, it's important that my workouts not only are something that I can do at home, but also something that I can do in a bind, whether I have 5 minutes or 15 minutes. That's, of course, what we're talking about today. My very favorite time crunch workout is one we call Tabata. Have you ever heard of that, Lisa? Did we talk about that last time at all?
We didn't, and I've been curious about
good.
It.
Okay, so Tabata, they're actually four-minute blocks. It's a four-minute workout. You can choose, you can either do multiple moves or you can simply choose one movement. So let's just take an air squat, for example. So you take that movement, you do 20 seconds of moving, 10 seconds of rest, repeat 7 times for 8 total rounds for 4 minutes. I'm telling you, 4 minutes of just 20 seconds at a time really catches up. It is, hands down, one of the best muscle pumps I can ever give my body. And 4 minutes.
Oh, that's incredible. Yes. So what are some of the combinations that you do? You just stay with the same one, it sounds like, right? If you're going to do squats,
well,
you do that.
You can actually, I personally like that. And then if I have time, I'll be like, okay, baby's still asleep. I just did 4 minutes of squats. Let me go ahead and do an upper body one. Let's do bench dips or let's do push-ups. So I'll do another 4 minute block of Tabata with another body part. I think one of my all-time favorites is Tabata burpees, because that is a total body movement in and of itself and really spikes the heart rate. So if you have 4 minutes and you want a total body, choose the burpee.
Ooh, you know, I have to be honest. Well, right now I have bursitis. I have suprapatellar bursitis, so I'm in physical therapy. So it'll be a while until I'm burping. And I'd love to have you guys back sometime to talk about how to work out when around an injury and how to keep, you know, motivated and how to keep going. But that's I just want to keep having you guys back. But Chris, what were you going to say? Have you had that type of bursitis before?
Absolutely. Well, so I've never had suprapatellar bursitis, but I've had hip bursitis in both my left and right hip. And I feel your pain, literally. It is no fun. Oh, man. I mean, the thing is, like, I'm sure you just find that angle when there's pressure on your, like, when there's pressure on your knee at any given point where it just lights you up. And it is, bursitis is no fun.
No, it isn't. And, you know, I'm curious with the burpee. Is that something that, for people who aren't familiar, how would you break that down? And let's say you're not strong enough, because it involves, like, jumping and reaching and going down, and it's on your, you know, your knees are affected. How do you break that down for people?
It's so easy.
If I have the burpee correct.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad you bring that up, because a lot of people hear burpee and they think about these super fit people jumping on the ground and doing push-ups and jumping up and clapping their hands overhead. They think, oh, I can never do that. I got to tell you, Heidi and I, we obviously, if you see the work that we do, we work with the super obese that are 500-600 pounds, and we can scale a burpee so that they can do it and so that anybody can do it. So really, a burpee, the beauty of the movement is teaching the human body how to slowly get down onto the ground to touch your belly to the ground, and then you simply press back up you walk your feet forward to a, and then you stand up to a standing position so your knees and your hips are fully extended. It's simple as that. So if you want, you can make it as advanced as you want by jumping down to the ground, by doing a full push-up, or if you want, you can put a bench right next to you. Put your hands on the bench to slowly assist you as you're slowly lowering yourself down to the ground. Put both your hands and knees on the ground. Slowly lower yourself down so your belly and your chest touch the ground. And then you can almost worm it up. And then, again, put your hands up on that bench and use that bench to assist you to a standing position. And guess what? You're doing burpees then.
And one thing I want to add real quick, Lisa, is every single one of the moves that we do, we make sure it's scalable for beginner all the way up to advanced. So, yes, you see, like Chris said about the burpee. That is an advanced move, but you can scale it down. Same goes with a squat. If a workout ever calls for a barbell squat, you can do something as simple as a sofa squat assisted with someone else's hands. So we always make sure that every single workout is doable for anyone, no matter if you worked out your entire life or never worked out a day in your life.
I think it's so great that you said that because, again, a lot of people get intimidated. I mean, I have to be honest, I've never even done a burpee because I've always felt like, because I've had knee issues and I always feel like, oh, that's something I can't even do, but I'm really good at swimming or I can do my Pilates. But there's like certain things I stay away from. And I think it's so nice when you can break it down and make it more attainable for everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Because you know what? Join the club. 90% of people out there, they probably couldn't do a burpee the way that they see all these, you know, super fit people doing them.
Yes.
But you know what? By assisting it, by modifying it, then I tell you, then you're putting your body into motion and you're training it to eventually get there. If you want to do the super athletic ones, great. But if not, you know that by lowering yourself down to the ground and by pressing up and standing all the way up, you're still getting a great total body workout, which is that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing that you can do that in 5 minutes. Heidi, what are some of your other favorites?
Oh, gosh. You know what? Actually, Chris was just talking about one that he really loves. I'll let you go ahead and mention it. It is pretty awesome, but since you were just saying it, I'll let you do the honors.
So Heidi, of course, loves doing that Tabata because, it, you know, she'll focus on one movement and stay on the movement for a long period of time. But one of the movements I love to do, especially when I'm busy and I'm in a grind and I got 5 minutes to spare, I like to take the same movements that she'll do for Tabata. Like, I'll take a push-up. I'll take a sit-up, I'll take an air squat, and I like to put those three into a circuit. So what I'll do is I'll do, say, 10 push-ups, 10 sit-ups, 10 squats, and I'll do as many rounds of that as I can off a running clock for 5 minutes. And I got to tell you, a lot of people think, really, 5 minutes, and you just do push-ups, sit-ups, and squats? Absolutely. And I'll tell you, anybody who's done that for 5 minutes, when it's all said and done, their chest is pumped, they feel it in their abs, and they feel it in their glutes, quads, and hands, and they're huffing and puffing because it is an incredible total body workout. It's got an immense cardiovascular response as well. It's amazing. And 5 minutes, you can get a phenomenal workout.
Now, when you say air squat, what does that mean for people who aren't familiar with that?
Oh, you want me to go ahead and explain it?
Sure.
Okay. So air squat. Yeah, it's a basic squat, but by air squat, we mean no weight. So it's a weightless squat. You're going to stand with your feet shoulder width apart. Your toes pointed slightly outward. You're going to keep your weight in your heels as you drive your hips down and back. I mean, just a typical squat position, keeping your chest up. That's a big thing, keeping your chest up. And then as you go down, you want your knees to track over your toes, and then you stand back up. If that's too difficult for someone that's a really big, like beginner, put a sofa or a bench behind you and just simply sit onto the sofa and stand up. Super easy.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. I'd love that. Oh, I would be exhausted. I mean, 5 minutes would wear you down, right? I mean, that's a lot. And what I love about these is it's all body weight exercises. So people say, well, I don't own weights or I don't own special cords or bands or this or that. You just use your own body weight.
Totally. I mean, the price is right. You don't need a crazy, you know, you don't need expensive gym membership. You don't need weights. You don't need anything. You've got this amazing built-in gym right here with the human body. We've all got it. And then on top of that, you know, the whole concern of, oh, I don't have enough time. I just couldn't get it done. 5 minutes, it doesn't matter how crazy your day is. You can carve out those 5 minutes and you can give the most incredible gift to yourself. And that is going to be the gift of health and fitness, because you're worth it. I mean, that's my message to everyone who's listening right now. You're worth it. You're worth those 5 minutes just to put your body into motion. It's not going to cost you anything except 5 minutes. And what it will give back to you is 50-fold.
You know, you mentioned that you work with, and by the way, I completely agree. And you mentioned that you work with folks that are really heavy. So how did they modify the body weight workouts? Because obviously, if you have a lot more body weight, then it is going to be even more of a challenge, or maybe sometimes too much of a challenge. How do you balance that?
You know, actually, so every single person we work with, every person on day one, no matter if they're 200 pounds, actually, I should say no matter if they're 100 pounds or 600 pounds, they all start with the exact same workout, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
They all do, this will make you feel better and maybe not so hesitant about the burpee, they all do 7 minutes of burpees. So we set the clock for 7 minutes and they do as many burpees as they can. Some of them might do 40, some of them might do 4 in 7 minutes, and that's okay. It's about starting where they're at and getting to somewhere so much greater in the end. So for them, literally, we'll put a bench next to them, like Chris had said. We start the clock and they will just use that bench and slowly, in their own time, get their bodies safely down to the ground, touch their bellies to the floor, slowly push their bodies up, use their knees, use our help if they need it, whatever they need to stand back up. And really, sometimes in 7 minutes, four times is all that their body can handle, that they can handle. And that's exactly where they should be. So yes, as far as what we do with the people we work with, that's our first workout. More than anything, to show them they can do anything. A burpee is not just for an advanced athlete. It's for you as well. But I will say most of the weight loss happens by simply walking or swimming and eating right. That's huge.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course, nutrition can be 80% of the equation right there.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? I mean, it's funny because my husband was saying this morning, he said, oh gosh, I forgot it's some rhyme. You guys probably know something like get fit in the gym, way less in the kitchen. I know it was much more clever than that. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? I had like a rhyme to it, which I'm not rhyming at all. Darn it, where is he? But anyway.
I like it. Whatever.
Yeah, just kidding.
It's something like that. So it's an 80-20 thing then. So it really is about nutrition. So let's jump into that. What are some of your top five nutrition tips, Chris?
Yeah, no, without a doubt, we have found in our experience that nutrition is 80% of the equation. And you see, like, if for anybody listening who's seen the results that we get for our clients, you know, where they're losing, you know, 200 pounds in a year, the majority of that is done through that good, clean, proper eating. And then we simply use exercise, like Heidi was saying, with the walking, cycling, swimming, whatever it is, to accelerate it. So the top five nutrition tips that we love to give, in fact, we call them the foundation five. And until somebody masters these foundation five, they're not ready to move on with any other nutrition commitments or anything. So number one, we have everybody drink at least half of their body weight in ounces of water every day. So for example, if you weigh 200 pounds, you drink 100 ounces of water. And for reference, a gallon is about 128 ounces. So that's where we start everybody out. And then once they can keep that commitment to themselves, maybe they'll keep it for 3 days, sometimes 5 days, sometimes 7 days. When they know without a shadow of a doubt they can keep doing that every single day, then we'll give them the next commitment, which is eat breakfast every day. So we'll have them start eating breakfast. Yes. The third commitment is eat protein first at every single meal. And we have everybody do that because protein is immediately satiating, which means it as soon as you eat it, you immediately start to feel full, which is wonderful. On top of that, it slows down digestion. It stabilizes blood sugar. And then it nourishes the muscles because, as you know, if you're living an active lifestyle, we're constantly breaking down our muscles. So we need to be able to maintain them to also maintain our metabolism. So those top three, again, so this would be water, breakfast, and protein. And then we got two more. And the last two, number one is going to be reduce your sodium to less than 3,000 milligrams a day. And I know a lot of people go, wow, 3,000 milligrams, like the American Heart Association says like 1,500. We get it. But the average American diet is usually around 5,000 milligrams. So cutting it down to 1,500, that's a really drastic step. So just getting it under 3,000, that's going to work. It's going to change your body more than you could ever imagine. And it's phenomenal. And then
you know what's funny about that? I was going to say about the salt. If you eat whole foods, and I'll take like a yam, or I'll take half an avocado, or some other things like that, or some grass fed skirt steak, and I'll sprinkle a little bit of Himalayan pink salt or sea salt on it. But I'm eating all whole foods. I'm not eating things from a package. Then I'm barely reaching that, right? But if you're eating all packaged foods and processed foods, they're loaded with salt.
It's so funny that you say that because it's so true. It's our foods really don't need as much salt as, I guess, don't need as much sodium as are in them because of the packaged part of it. But I will say this, our new ready meal line that we just came out with, Fresh by Transform, we actually were able to keep all of the sodium super, super low. And then you barely have to, like, if you want to add any, which you really don't need to, because food in and of itself has such great taste. But if you ever want to sprinkle salt on, sprinkling a little bit of sea salt is all you need for the flavor to just be out of this world amazing.
Oh, exactly. You know, I want you to talk to us about that new food. Chris, tell us the last nutrition tip, and then I want to hear more about this. I got to try this. I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to love these meals. So the last nutrition tip that we have is reduce your sugar to less than 50 grams a day. Typically, of course, the American diet is way too high in sugar. And when we can get that sugar level down, and then we're not getting that insulin spike throughout the day, blood sugar levels remain stabilized. You always stay in the green zone as opposed to the red zone. We're curbing cravings. I mean, if you can just get those sugars down, it makes a world of difference.
Oh, it does. It does. You know, it's funny. There's these dark chocolate chips that I bought. They're 70%. You have to eat 30 of them to get just 6 grams of sugar. So I'll eat maybe 10 a day or
that's
something.
Amazing.
And I'm like, this is pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that?
That's only 6 grams of sugar.
That's phenomenal. That's great.
Like if you could find something you love, and I love them and I don't feel deprived. And I mean, dark chocolate's good for you. So there's a whole nother show.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
So speaking of food, all right, Heidi, tell us about these meals. What? How did you come up with this? What's in them? Give us some examples. Where can I get them?
Okay, yeah. So I will say this. Our new line is called Fresh by Transform. It's at freshbytransform.com. It is actually the very first. We are the very first of our kind out there. The very first refrigerator fresh, never frozen meal line. Oh. So it's low carb, high protein. That actually, it's 100% all natural, stamped and certified by the USDA. That has never been done. We are the first. We have a 4-week shelf life. I think we might have mentioned this in the last podcast as well. But it is a 4-week shelf life because of the way that we package our food. So we do something called HPP to all of our food, which means we vacuum seal it. No preservatives, no artificial flavorings, no nothing. Vacuum seal it. And then we put it under 86,000 pounds of pressure, like water and cold air pressure, to preserve it for 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh,
so
wow.
It will stay in your fridge totally fresh. You will never have to freeze it for 4 weeks. And the best part about it, it's delivered directly to your door. No shipping costs at all.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, give us an example of one of the meals.
Oh gosh. What's your favorite?
I mean, I got to say my favorite right now is the meatloaf. Smoked meatloaf is, and the thing is, the funny thing, I'm not a meatloaf person, but we spent a year with our chefs honing in the flavor, and it just came out so delicious. It is hands down my favorite. But we've got smoked pulled pork. We've got smoked pulled chicken. We've got chicken Alfredo, chicken piccata. We've got pork marsala.
Fajita chicken is one of my favorites.
Chicken piccata. I mean, it is.
Did you say meatballs and doodles?
We got meatballs and doodles. Yes. I mean, we took all of America's comfort foods, like the down-home comfort barbecue foods, and we made them. They're all high protein and they're low carb, and they are portioned perfectly for your fitness lifestyle. I mean, this has been a dream of ours for the last 10 years. But the thing is, the technology was never out there to do it the right way because it was all frozen foods that were preserved that were too high in sodium. But now, like Heidi was saying, with that HPP, we can do this and we can deliver it directly to you.
And one thing we have not talked about yet is not only is it healthy and everything Chris is talking about, but it is hands down the most delicious food I've ever had in my life. In fact, someone that just tried a meal yesterday, what they had said is, I would order this exact meal at a nice restaurant. Like, without a doubt, if I knew a restaurant offered this, I would order that meal, which is huge stuff.
Yeah, that's really, really huge, important.
My gosh, I know my mouth is watering. This is fantastic. And this goes with your transformation program, right? I mean, you have a whole transform program for working out and everything?
Yep. It goes hand in hand with the Transform app, which, of course, I mean, the app is going to take you through 3, 6, 9, or 12 months of whatever transformation you're looking to do, weight loss, physique, men's physique, women's physique, or cross training. Once you onboard in the app, it takes all of your biometrics and creates this program specifically for you. Then it takes all of these 350 different recipes that we have, scales them specifically for you, and now it's so cool because we've got these meals that will go hand in hand with the app. So as we'll drop ship the meals directly to your doorstep. So now not only will we teach you what to do, like how to move, we're going to give you life lessons along the way. We'll teach you what you should do to eat, but now we're also going to deliver food to your doorstep, and we'll feed you. We took all the guesswork out of it. Look, we are creating a whole transformation ecosystem. We're just a one-stop shop. If you want to change your life, simply come to Transform and let us do the rest.
I love it. You know, I have to say the reason I laughed is I imagine like sitting at my table and you're on one side and Heidi's on the other and you're like, open wide. And you're like feeding me. It's lovely vision.
Well,
like,
that's,
open up the train. Here comes a choo-choo.
That should be our next solution in the Transform world. Yeah, we'll just show up at your doorstep and spoon feed you.
Here's the thing, Lisa. We're not far from that right now. We've been doing these surprises around the United States with people, basically
really?
Showing up at their doorstep, cooking them dinner with these new fresh meals, which has been, I mean, we just finished one of them right before we called you, but
really?
At one of the houses, Chris actually spoon fed the woman and blew on her food to like cool it down. So we're not far from that. We're kind of already doing that.
She didn't
I can sneak you my address. I want you to come over and do this. That sounds fun.
Oh, Lisa, we're having
her
so
food.
Much fun.
Yeah, he did that,
buddy. I wasn't sure if it was the right thing to do or not, but I was so wrapped up in the moment, and it was steaming hot.
He's such a nurturer.
And I didn't want her to burn her mouth, and so I just went for it.
You're so nice.
Let me just tell you, your realness and kindness, I knew that about you both when I watched your program, Extreme Weight Loss, and then talking to you again, I feel so blessed. It's only been a couple weeks. Now I want to have you guys back in a couple more weeks. I want to keep talking about all this great stuff you're doing. So in the meantime, tell us all the places, Heidi, that we can find you and all your great stuff and these great meals and the Transform app and everything.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, so Fresh by Transform is freshbytransform.com. All social media handles are at Fresh by Transform. And then the app is thetransformapp.com, and then social media is at thetransformapp. Then, of course, you can find myself and Chris. I am at Real Heidi Powell, and Chris is at Real Chris Powell on social media. We're everywhere. We're on YouTube, Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You name it, we're there.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, I want to thank Kind Bars again for sponsoring Talk Healthy today. I'm such a fan. I also wanted to thank Avo Haas. They make great avocado oil. They've got chili infused, lime infused, garlic infused. I'm a huge fan of healthy fat. It's super delicious. And if you want to find us on social media, you can go to @TalkHealthy2Day on Snapchat and Twitter, @TalkHealthyTodayPodcast on Facebook, and just look us up, have fun, and check out Chris and Heidi Powell. And thanks so much for listening. Stay well.